Blog Talk Radio.
I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc. about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized. And their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels. Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Hello, folks, and welcome to this fine Saturday afternoon, morning, evening, where depending on where you may be. It's afternoon for us here in Ohio. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the rights, legalities, living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as sharing benefits, giving support, and providing information to those who are interested in living this completely barefree lifestyle or partially barefoot lifestyle. It's just different for everybody. So we're just here to provide information, share stories, discuss the different aspects of it that you may see in the media or read in stories, see in your daily life. I am the host, Audrey. I'm here with Miss Phoenix, my co-host.
Hello. I hope you guys are all enjoying this Saturday afternoon and are able to live your best barefoot lifestyle. And maybe Sunday, if you're listening to this later through Mix 105 Indie Radio. But I know the winter has definitely, at least for me, and I know probably a lot of other barefooters, has created a lot of just frustration.
Yeah.
I hate cold weather, you know, like I've talked about in the past, like with my health issues, the cold.
Cold is the devil. I tell people all the time, I said, I don't believe in hell. I said, I think if it personally, I think hell would be frozen because cold is way worse than heat. Just my,
I mean, I don't know.
My opinion, it's been, I'm still only at once putting them on.
Which is very incredibly impressive.
I almost kid the other day. The feels like was apparently 8 degrees, but I didn't know that till after the fact. But I could feel that it was really close. If it got any colder, because there was snow on the ground and the feels like was nice, so it was like wet and cold. I did come close. I'll admit that, but I didn't do it. But I forgot to share. Hold on, let me share our socials real quick. Also, if you want to look up any information on your own. You can find us on barefootislegal.org. We have different, you know, links and information depending on your state and whatnot. We are also on Facebook as Barefoot is Legal. We have both the public group as well as the private group that you need to answer questions to join so we can
verify.
We're not interested in we've heard it actually a couple times this last week. We're not interested in blocking free speech or you know, censoring or anything in any regard other than the purge, blocking out the unwanted, unsolicited, perverted comments and messages. That is why we scan who joins the group. There have been issues in the past, and we want to prevent that because we want it to be a safe place where we can just discuss our trials and triumphs of living the barefoot lifestyle and not get people messaging us for, you know, photos of feet and other things or whatnot.
And especially as women, it's really hard for us to live in this world and be able to escape constant sexualizations and objectifications. And, you know, Barefoot is Legal is a nonprofit organization, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Family-friendly nonprofit.
Family-friendly nonprofit. Like, we want to, and not even just me and Audrey, but, you know,
the group in general
wants to make this a safe place for barefooters to be accepted and respected. And objectifying barefooters is not respect.
Yeah, objectifying or insulting. Like, that is, as far as censorship, that's all we want to keep out of the group. It's not about, you know, fighting people on their opinion or whatnot. It's, you know, those of us that are serious about it, or even some that are just generally interested in it, that is what the group is for. It's for support and encouragement and sharing information.
The world is already a bad enough place that it's like, this is supposed to be a safe place where people can come together and just be themselves without being torn down and objectified. And you don't know what other people have been through in their life and how things may affect them in that moment.
Exactly.
Either, especially. And we want people to be safe. Safety is the most important thing, but safety isn't just physical safety.
Mm-hmm.
It is safety on your emotional dimensions, mental dimensions. You know, just we need to feel safe on all levels of who we are.
And confident.
And barefooting,
building,
you know,
confidence
is even a lot about safety, you know, like physical safety for a lot of us. And so a lot of us really struggle with safety, even in our environments, in terms of being accepted, whether it is directly for barefooting or even the things that cause us to barefoot.
Right.
You know, for me and Audrey, from experience being neurodivergent as well as other people, but even having chronic illnesses, you know, those are things that people really can be crappy to us towards, and we can already struggle to feel accepted with. And then when barefooting is a key solution, and that's just another thing that people
legitimate treatment for us.
It's very frustrating. You know, now I'm definitely in a much stronger place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm still young, you know, I'm in my early 20s, but I'm definitely in a much stronger place than I was, but I remember
how I was.
And I've been able to find a place where I can exercise my voice and my own power even. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying power over anybody, but I'm saying our own internal
power over ourselves.
Over ourselves, our own autonomy, our own
authority. For ourselves would be more accurate.
Not over, power for.
Fighting for our own selves and our own mental health.
It's like, you know, and think about, and I don't know, you know, you don't even have to necessarily believe in a soul, but, you know, to think of us as beings, you know, say we're like a battery inside of us, you know, think of that power is that battery. So it's not about having power over other people. And unfortunately, that's how so many people try to feel energized and I guess I'll say align with their internal battery, you know, almost,
right,
that spark and whatever that means to you. Because it is a very complicated thing, but your own power, that is your own spark, your own energy. And it's really important for us all to be able to take a hold of that. But the only way to do that is to be able to be safe and to find our environment and be able to find our way.
Find our people.
Yeah, find our people. Find our path. Find our steps to building confidence. I know when I started even, the you know, talking on this radio show, even a few months ago, like throughout this journey, like I've been slowly kind of gaining more confidence in myself and in my voice.
And I've seen it. I've seen your growth, and it's beautiful. It is. It is. It's a beautiful growth. It's. Because I know when we started the show, when you started doing the show with me a year ago, from then even to now, it's been a beautiful, beautiful thing to witness. So
thank you
for allowing me.
And
I think I've grown too.
And I think Barefoot is Legal has, you know, given me a place, just like I hope that it has given other barefooters, because I, you know, didn't have a lot of support in my life in general. And even for being neurodivergent was a big thing for me. And I didn't realize how much that was. And I didn't realize how barefooting was a key solution to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's multiple levels to it, but being able to talk on my, you know, and even I've been ostracized because of my health issues, especially as,
we're faking it. We're making it up. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, I get it.
Being like a chronically ill teenager, it's like people especially want to gaslight
you.
That's
when mine started.
Yeah.
And trust, it took them over, 21 years to finally figure out what the root cause was for me. That's why I pushed so hard for you.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's not what we're here for. Sorry.
What I want to say, and I also want to kind of get more into the place of gratitude too, and I encourage us all to, is, you know, taking that time to thank, you know, each other for giving the safe place that we have, that we want to continue to create. We want to continue to weed out, you know, any snakes in our garden, you know, that nothing against snakes, but you know, I mean, I'm just using it as a metaphor.
right.
But what I wanted to say is that, you know, being able to come on here and talk about my experiences with my chronic illnesses and how they tie into barefooting, how barefooting has been a solution, as well as how being neurodivergent has really helped me to gain my confidence. And I think that I just personally need to take the time to even just say thank you to the people listening, you know, and being able to, you know, even thank you to Audrey and Prue for being able to, you know, kind of have this time and place to be able to.
Well, I'm glad I included
you
because I think it's been beneficial for everybody, not just you and me, but for those listening, because clearly they're still listening. So, and
I haven't really gotten any complaints.
I mean, not yet.
So,
and I say yes, but it's me. And I've been doing this for over a year, and you've been doing it for about a year. So.
It's been, I think it's just like barely over a year.
Yeah.
It was December of last year, the year before. It was like December of 2021,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And so, so it's been just a little over a year, and nobody's really seemed to complain. So
we got picked up by another radio station, so clearly
that's
we're doing
true.
It.
True. And so
we're not ramblers at all, folks, just in case you're wondering.
But I also just want
sarcasm dripping from that comment.
But I also just want to thank people listening, and not just in a way of like, oh, thank you for giving me attention or being a viewer. Just know, like, genuinely thank you from my heart because this show has helped me. Or a listener, you know what I mean.
I know, I do.
No, you're good. But, you know, I just want to, you know, genuinely say thank you to just this group as a whole and collective listeners.
It's been a positive experience
giving
all around
other this space
and sticking up for each other,
because I think it's so easy for people that do radio shows or any kind of content to really get into, oh, I'm doing this for them, and be like, look at me, I'm catering to the people, when really it's like, no, but you're also doing this for you, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a part of getting into your natural flow.
Yeah.
And for me, getting into my natural flow, and I'll explain it to people because I did have somebody ask to clarify on what I was talking about when I say your natural flow.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm talking about your natural flow, I'm talking about what is natural to you in terms of existence, your natural flow of energy on all dimensions. How does your mind naturally work? How does your heart naturally work? You know, how does your body naturally work? All these different dimensions of you, figuring out how they naturally work for you and finding your own system and flow that is authentic and natural to your actual self. And so think of your natural flow as your real self. And so a lot of us have been very self-alienated, and self-alienation is when we are separated from ourselves, our identity, and basically our natural flow. Well, self-actualization is when we are able to work through our challenges, obstacles, and become our full and authentic selves. Mm-hmm. And so barefooting for me, and I think for pretty much everybody who's probably a barefooter, barefooting is very key to finding that authentic self, to self-actualize and to, you know, connect with our natural flow.
Right.
And I think we think of ourselves at times in such a limited way that we don't think about the other dimensions of us, you know, like, you know, we're not just our bodies. We're not just our minds. We're not just our emotions. And certain people get kind of fixated in certain areas, and that may be where they more lean towards naturally then too, and that's okay. It's about, you know, finding balance and taking the time to connect with all those other aspects of ourselves. And that does tie into barefooting, because barefooting really does have so many purpose, uses, and functions on so many different levels of our existence, of our natural flow. So somebody, you know, might barefoot to help and get into their natural flow for
to be who they are, to be fully themselves.
Yeah,
you've got to find what works for you to find fully yourself. You're not gonna accomplish any of your goals, dreams, wishes, anything like that. It's just gonna be, you know, if you're trying to be what everybody wants you to be, or what you think everybody wants you to be. You know, so
yeah, and we can have this for different reasons. Mm-hmm. You know, one person, it may be their natural flow to barefoot for a spiritual reason, but their friend, their main reason in their natural flow is for their mental health, or and then another friend, it may be, you know, a chronic illness, or maybe they just physically feel more in touch with their body, in touch with the earth. And so a lot of people do have these same overlapping reasons, but a lot of people can have very, you know, different and more individualized reasons, and we all do, even when it seems like we have very similar, you know, needs. We all do have our own individualized needs in terms of barefooting or into anything.
You can have stuff in common with people, but you're still not the same person. You're so different. Like, you agree on some stuff, but you're not going to agree on everything.
And even if you do supposedly, you know, agree with everything on that person, you're still living two different lives. So
yeah.
Your experiences alone are going to be different enough to influence how you engage with your environment and the type of environments you engage in.
Yeah.
And so you think, too, the type of environments we're engaging in. If you're a chemist or a construction worker, and maybe that is part of your natural flow. That's, you know, you're naturally a chemistry person, or you're naturally a building person, you know, and not to simplify those careers, in, you know, in a negative way.
Right.
But, you know,
it's just like, that's who you are and what you do, what you lean towards.
Yeah. And so that may be a part of your natural flow. Now, you may agree with, I'm trying to think of a career that would be a lot more lenient barefooting. Okay, so somebody that works at home. So you may a construction worker and a chemist may agree exactly on everything in terms of barefooting with somebody that works from home, and these people are still each following what is naturally for them, what they naturally want to do, you know, whatever, but they still are interacting in different environments.
Yeah, there's not a choice involved in the matter.
Yeah, and you have to think of your safety, the type of environments we engage in. That is when we have to take, you know, like, safety threats into consideration.
Well, and every
different environment.
Every job requires different tools, and some jobs require the tool of shoes, because as I said before, to me, shoes are nothing but a tool needed in certain situations for certain individuals. And so again, it's like, that's just one of the tools of the trade, basically, if you're into construction or chemistry, to protect yourself. It's just a tool of the trade to me. So if that makes any sense.
No, I hear what you're saying. And that's the thing, too, again, like, safety, like, it depends on your environment, what, you know, what those safety threats or safety risks
are.
No, right.
And so, yeah, that definitely ties in what you're saying. And, but I just also want, you know, other people to think about that more too, like the type of environments you're engaging in.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't judge other people for how they barefoot or what their barefoot lifestyle looks like, because we don't understand their life, their bodies, their situations, the environments that they are engaging in.
Exactly.
And you don't know what kind of risks they deal with on the regular basis that you may not even be dealing with. Also, you don't know where they are in their barefooting journey.
Yeah.
And so that's why we want this to be an uplifting group. And that's why, you know, we're not here to silence anybody. But if you are going to be berating and tearing down people, you do not, no, you, I'm sorry,
you
don't belong in this group.
You don't have a place here.
You don't, because this is supposed to be about support. And we need to think about how love isn't just romance or our children. There's such thing as community love. And that's what we want, is, community love. And where you are taking, you know, and it may not be taking, you know, physical care, actual care of each other, but think about the way you talk to people. Or you do have their care in mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is this a safe environment?
Yeah.
You know,
no, that's exactly right.
Just by being supportive, we can help each other so much. So much.
Yeah.
Just by being supportive.
What is it I always say? Be kind, helping you can, and
don't be a jerk.
That simple, friends.
That's easy.
It really is, and it's very
frustrating. It is.
Yeah. Well, when you see people like literally just like tearing each other just simply because they can, that's when it's like, why? What's the purpose of this? Mm-hmm. You know, like why? I don't.
And I'm in a place where, like, obviously, like, you have to set boundaries. You can't tolerate, like, bad, you know, behavior. And
mm-hmm.
and so that's why, you know, where we're coming from with this group. But also, I'm just personally in a place, too, where whenever I just see people being hateful, like, I really just think to myself, like, go find yourself. Go learn to love yourself.
Sometimes go find yourself.
You know what I mean? No, but like seriously, go figure your inside ish out.
Get your own ish together.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, if you really love yourself, you're not going to tear people down. And people are always so quick to be like, oh, well, plenty of people love themselves, that tear people down. Narcissism is not real self love.
No.
It is this, and it is a mental, you know, there is such thing as narcissistic personality disorder. People can't help that, and a lot of these people actively are working through their problems with their personality disorder, so we need to be understanding. But there are certain people that just have narcissistic tendencies. But then there's also certain disorders where narcissism as a disorder can form. So we also do need to be understanding that there are some people that have these issues and they are trying to work through them, and they're aware. But a lot of the times the people that have disorders that are diagnosed, they are putting in a lot more of the work than people that aren't aware that they have a problem. Even if it's
right.
not an actual disorder, it's just a tendency to their personality. But what this tendency that develops, or even if it develops as a disorder, it is an ego defense mechanism. And for reference to those listening, if you're not aware, I have my associate's in psychology so far. And this is something we talked about, is those ego defense.
You didn't just do a Google search for me.
Yeah, I promise. Like, I talked about this way too much. It's, like,
yes,
ingrained in my brain.
I know.
Anyway, so there is this, you know, ego defense mechanism that develops, and there are other ego defense mechanisms that also develop, denial being one of them, but denial can be a component with narcissism. And narcissism is just creating a projected false sense of pride and self-love to keep one from hating themselves. It stems as a defense mechanism when people do not love themselves. And this is connected, and your ego is your consciousness. And what the ego cannot accept, it rejects. And believe me, that is a quote, like, from every textbook, like, ever. Like,
right.
What the ego cannot accept, it rejects. And that's how narcissism forms, is when people are struggling with self-love. They can't accept other people's criticism, so they create this falsehood of self. And so if people, you know, are narcissistic and this is impacting you, remember that they do not love themselves. You can think, yes, they do. No, they don't. And so you can't, but you can't also make things your responsibility that aren't your responsibility. And other people's emotional baggage is their responsibility. Unless they are your, like, actual child, like a child of yours,
you have no responsibility over that.
Right.
You know?
Well, even if they're your child, it's still your, they're still their own person.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, too, as a parent, you do obviously play a more key emotional role. And you
right.
have to take on
right.
more responsibility in terms of your child's emotional
needs. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But if this is somebody that is a grown person, you also have to think, too, as if this is your grown child, then still they need to have responsibility,
mm-hmm.
more so of actual, like, kids, children. And I'm talking about, but if that is not the case, do not make this your responsibility. You know, you cannot let it affect you. And I've even, you know, struggled at certain points with trauma and extreme periods and mental illness for me through in the past with narcissistic tendencies and not realizing it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people do, most people do struggle with narcissistic tendencies to some degree as an ego defense mechanism.
Right.
And so we need to take the time to unpack that within ourselves and think about the way we're interacting with people, but also the way we're allowing other people to interact with us.
Right.
And, you know, it may be like, oh, well, this is just a barefoot fitting community, but it is still
everybody
a community.
Is,
it is still a community.
But there's other, everybody, like you said, multidimensional, even though, yeah, our main thing is barefooting, but we still have other, you know, I don't know.
Well, we have social aspects.
Qualifications, whatever you want to call it. Still have all that.
Yeah. But we also have, what I was going to say too is we are a community, and we also have different aspects to our community because it is a social group. There are
mm-hmm.
social interactions. Any social circle or sphere or, you know, community, like there is a form of social psychological interactions that
mm-hmm.
take place.
Yeah.
So we need to address those and acknowledge those, I think.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm somebody who, you know, is a psych major and is pursuing psychology deeper, already has an associate degree, I feel like I have to kind of talk about these things. It's almost wrong if I don't.
Yeah.
To me. And so I hope that, you know, I'm able to gain, I hope that other people are able to gain something from what I'm saying. But I'm also not here to like condescend or talk down to anybody because we're all people, and psychology is a lot more simple than we've been taught to believe for so long, and I think everybody can benefit from it, and everybody can grasp it.
Yeah.
Like, and so
it gets everybody a way to understand their own mind and their own
yeah.
way of thinking. So, I mean, yeah, that makes total sense. That wasn't meant to sound snotty or something.
No, yeah, you're good.
But yeah. So rude today. We're so problematic
just today.
Are you saying I'm rude every day?
Wow. I was talking about myself.
Oh.
I'm being, you're being narcissistic. Yes, you are.
I was going to say, but it felt wrong.
I know. You're just making a joke. But
my life's a joke. What are you talking about?
Yeah. But guys, just moving
on. Anyway.
Forward, let's be kind. Help when you can. And don't be a jerk.
Exactly.
And it does look like we are approaching up on a commercial break.
Are we already?
Yes. And so we will go ahead and run a quick ad break, and then we will be back to talk about just more things with y'all.
Yep. Be back in a barefoot minute.
I love that.
Hey, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with a student sitting in the class. And just think, if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers. Oddball, loser, fish out of water, speak up. Talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, folks. We are back with Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as other information and support.
We are a barefooting community. We are the only nonprofit organization, especially a 501c3 nonprofit, for barefooting, especially in the United States. And so, and most people don't know that there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in all of the United States. Now, if you are, under, military contract of some sort, then, there are different rules that apply. But for anybody that has civilian status or anybody living in the U.S., you have that right. There are no laws or health codes against barefooting. Even if you're not from this country and you're just here, you still have that right to barefoot. There are no laws or health codes against it. Do not let anybody bully you out of that. You have that right. It is safer than people think. Yes, it does often take time, and it is a journey to build up the toughness of your feet and, their abilities in a way, but it is legal. And you have to think, too, if there are going to be safety threats, just regular safety threats, going to places like stores, public parks, malls, really just anywhere, any shop, then to me that's concerning. If you have to constantly be worried about stepping on glass or something that could injure you or cause some kind of damage to your foot, especially since a lot of people take their children with them when they're running errands in places, and children are going to be more susceptible to injury, whether or not they're wearing, shoes or not. If you have to worry about that and worry about those safety threats actively, then that just shows to me that there is something wrong with our society. If we cannot have areas that are safe enough where you're constantly worried about that. But at the same time, a lot of these threats to safety that people think exist really don't exist as greatly as they think. They've just been taught to believe that you're always at risk of, hurting yourself. There's always, what if there's broken glass? People are always, that's one of the first things people always say. And I think that's something pretty much all barefooters are familiar with, at least barefooters in any society where it's not the norm are familiar with this, fear tactic and, this just fear mentality, sorry, I had a burp. but anywhere where barefooting is not the norm, there is going to be some, level of, I feel like, fear in our current society. And it's because we don't have, the education, the resources, the communication, and, a lot of these, fears that we hear all the time from people that probably never even tried barefooting, but it's just that they were taught that, if you don't wear shoes, then, it's a complete, risk to your safety. And what about this? What about this? A lot of this, just stemmed from a lot of ignorance and a lot of fear and lack of education over time.
I've already said this because I had to step out for a phone call, but we do watch where we're going.
Yeah.
We do pay attention to our surroundings to keep ourselves safe, just as anybody does on a normal basis. We're just a little more hypervigilant about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're like, what if you step on something? I said, well, usually I don't because I'm watching where I go, but if I get distracted and I step on something and it hurts me, I take care of it and carry on, again, without putting the shoes on. If I'm going to go walk to a, say, I don't know why this popped in my head,
yeah.
but a recycling plant, and there's, little shards of stuff all over the place, so, metal glass, whatever. I'll probably go and put something on for just in case because it's a lot of potential hazards. But if it's, to keep it clean, swept, and whatever, then I'll just watch where I step.
Mm-hmm.
End of story. Everybody, you should pay attention to your surroundings.
Well, I also kind of started talking off about, how if we really have to worry about these threats, broken glass or nails or any serious threats to our safety out in public running errands, especially since a lot of people have to bring their children to run errands, you know, about any mother I know. And
yeah.
She always has that situation where they have to, you know, bring their children on errands at some point. And so if we have these just, if there's just this routine, basically, threat to our safety,
yeah,
going out just running errands, then to me that shows there's a problem with society.
Right.
Because we should live in safe communities. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't. And that is an underlying problem that I think needs to tackle. And I think that's why so many people are scared of barefooting, is it stems from much deeper issues even
yeah.
in our country, you know, and how this has affected people in terms of, you know, their own safety. You know, like, we are all, like, we are psychological beings.
Yeah.
We are physical beings. You know, like I said, we're multi-dimensional, but a lot of the, you know, things happening around us, it has a psychological effect. And so, you know, different people are affected definitely more than others, depending on the type of environments they're growing up.
Right.
Well, there is general, I think, level of unsafeness in a lot of, you know, communities in terms of even with, you know, drugs. People are always worried about finding drug needles. And it's like,
yeah,
so there's an underlying issue.
Exactly. They have reason to be leery of that situation or of... They have general reason for being concerned and leery of going barefoot because of where they were raised and where they grew up. But, like, if I were to go to, I don't know, New York City or Chicago or, and this isn't insulting anybody's city, but, like, just when you hear, like, there's a lot of traffic and a lot more people and a lot more situations, I mean, I might, and say if I don't know the area, keep, like, a pair of my Aqua barefoot shoes in my purse just in case I hit somewhere that I need to, like, slip them on because I don't know the area. But
yeah.
It's not going to change what I'm doing and make me wear shoes full time.
Yeah. It's not going to change the mindset you operate.
Exactly.
From.
It's not, yeah.
It's just, you know, bring them because you're not familiar with the area. So if a situation arises that you have them.
Exactly.
And that is just being prepared.
Well, and I'll tell you too,
that's
like whenever.
Not
they,
even conforming. That's
right.
Whenever
we
necessary.
Go, again, they're a tool that's needed in some situations. And I've been in some situations where, oh, I need to get my tools out, get my toolbox, pair of socks and a pair of shoes. That's my toolbox. But, like,
yeah.
Like if I go anywhere, we go on vacation anywhere or go on a day trip or whatever, and it's somewhere I've never been, I do keep a pair at least in the van. And it's not like in case I get kicked, someone tries to take something in a store or whatever, those I stand my ground.
Yeah. And
it's for if I end up somewhere that might actually be unsafe for me.
Yeah.
I don't cave. Anybody knows me. I don't cave, really. Like,
yeah.
I don't do that. I am who I am. Like me or leave me. It's not going to. You know, phase me at all. I only want real people around me anyway, but
it's about, you know, being prepared for, you know, anything.
Yeah.
Because
just like if I got somewhere that I think might be cold, I'll take an extra sweater.
Because I can even understand that. Like, even in our own area, like, you know, the places that we go to that we are familiar with, like,
mm-hmm.
we know our area a lot better, so we're a lot more familiar.
Exactly.
So we know what places we don't really have to worry about, you know, so we already know ahead of time, okay, I don't need to bring them. But even sometimes if I try out new places around
mm-hmm.
here, depending on what it is in a certain situation, sometimes
right.
I will bring shoes just in case, or even if it's
the
weather.
I have pants in my van,
like,
as soon as I have to wear them at work. As soon as
yeah.
I'm at work, you know, they're popped off if it's a warm one. I sometimes I'm like, well, they're paying me to wear shoes. I get paid for it.
But, like, we're from Ohio, and so, like, I was up in Columbus last summer, and it was really hot. Like, I'm so glad I don't sunburn, to be honest, because it was 90 degrees. I was wearing a swimsuit top, and that was, like, perfect weather, like literally wearing a swimsuit top at the thing we were at in Columbus, and it was kind of like this outdoor like booth thing with some like local businesses and stuff. So it was, and I did wear sandals that entire time, but I'm sure being on that blacktop, because the whole thing was blacktop, if I hadn't, I mean, I can imagine how hot my feet would have been, especially at that time.
Right.
It was later in that summer where I was able to finally handle like 90 plus degrees, you know, weather.
Right.
More. With like, you know, that.
Well, and then like, well, it's like me, like when I went to, obviously when we went on vacation to Colorado, Vegas and all that, I had them for just in case I'd never been there and I knew it was going to be really warm. But like, I was just thinking how funny it is. It's like, I had to cave when I was there more than I do here in the winter.
Yeah.
Like, because I got that asphalt, especially if you're on fresh black asphalt.
Yeah.
Holy dirty word. That was not fun.
Yeah.
But like, I prefer hot weather over cold weather. But that out west heat and sun, it's no joke. My son got a blister that was like 3 inches long and 2 inches wide on his arm.
Oh, my God.
And it puffed up about half an inch off his skin. Like, and that sun, and we use sunscreen.
Wow.
We just apparently forgot to reapply or something at one of the, you know, the intervals we were doing it, and I guess we missed one. But anyway, that's beside the point. So if anybody hears that, though, I did sunscreen my child.
Your older one?
No, it was number 3.
Wow.
He's got a scar on his arm now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that sun, like, it's no joke. You can imagine, like, the asphalt, yeah, the ground got hot and everything. Like, I did, like, at the hotel.
You probably were not expecting that to even be possible, were you?
No, I wasn't, because literally it got the bricks. So, like, it was an outdoor pool at the hotel we stayed at, and you go walk across, like, this brick place. It almost looked like a mini Kings Island spa. But, Vegas is wild, yo. But even those bricks got so hot. Like, I slipped them on, my little aquabears. My feet were still burning through those.
Wow.
That's how hot it gets out there. So, like, that was a safety thing. I needed that tool at that
moment.
And
it's a good thing you brought them, because you weren't – imagine if you didn't. And
oh, my God.
Right. Environment. So it is often, you know, a safety thing, being aware. Like, shoes are a tool to use for your safety as necessary.
But
they're not always necessary.
Right. But generally living, you don't need them.
Yeah.
You don't need them. I don't need them. And I function and feel better without them, both physically, mentally, spiritually, any ollie you can think of. I feel better barefoot.
Yeah.
I do better barefoot. I function better barefoot. Anybody that knows me, like, I'm at work, like, I have to wear them, and there'll be times where I start getting overwhelmed, and I have to literally stand behind the counter and, like, pop them off for a minute so I can get my brain back right. But that, and if my boss is listening, please don't write me up. But I doubt she listens. Anyway, but that, I have to get my brain and body back where they need to be. And, like, obviously I always put them on because I don't like getting run up and I like having a job and I love teaching. I love my students. Like, my job is perfect for me. I finally have my dream job, you know. But still there, shoes hinder almost everything about me.
Your ability to function, you're just natural.
Right, and I'll have, I'll have a beautiful, like, conversation in my head, something I want to say to somebody, and it comes out like a 3-year-old with a mouthful of peanut butter. Like, it just makes no sense. You can't understand me. And I'm like, oh, it's like it's all here, but I can't get it out. And when I've got shoes on, it's 500 times worse. Like, I just shut down.
I'm sure with your ADHD, it's hard to wear shoes.
It is a key part
of how you
so feel. Difficult. And then, like, and I've even tried to explain them, especially at times where I'm like, I think I'm making it up and I'm just trying to be relevant. It's like, it's not. It's legitimately, my brain functions better when I'm barefoot.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, the only thing I can't explain the necessarily explain, like, the why scientifically or whatever. I just know the what's, and I know the outcome of me being barefoot is I do better lesson plans. I have better interactions with my students, with my coworkers, with even them. And it makes me really sad, honestly. I know this is kind of, like, off topic a little bit, but, like, it makes me really sad, honestly, that, like, they don't respect and accept that. And that's what makes it hard there. Like, everything else literally about that place is fantastic. They take care of their people. They're as supportive as they can be. But it's just, like, I really wish they would understand that this is a legit helpful accommodation for me.
Yeah.
To be the best that I can be.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I went off on this tangent.
No, but you went off on this tangent because it's necessary. Yes, it may be your own personal experience and your own struggles, but
I just want everybody to know that, like, if you are feeling this way, like, you're not alone. You're absolutely.
You're also valid.
Yeah.
Your struggle. Like, you are.
Thank you.
But you also,
because it makes you some, you know, you go through this, and I know several out there probably feel it. It's like you're made to feel as though you are ridiculous, you are worthless, you are, you know, you make stuff up to try and get your way, manipulative even maybe, but like it's not bad at all. It is, and those of you that are out there that are struggling with this, I'm with you. I'm working on it. I'm hoping to have eventually success at my place of employment so then I can share that with others about how, you know, I had to finally go about it and get it done. Yeah. I don't currently have that, but.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even love
and that. And if you have any tips on it, if you've succeeded in this, please message me with tips.
Well, and I would even love to help, and even you're talking about it, you know, help kind of bring it more into my focus of, you know, how can we help compound information in a way where we have a real argument?
Right. Or not even argument, but, like, discussion. Just,
well, no, but I mean a real, like, case argument for bear footers. So that way we have a real, like, you know, because, like, for you guys listening, if you go to Real Barefoot is Legal on Instagram, and in the link tree bio, there's still an article to the earthing article that we brought up a couple weeks ago. It has some great scientific information on how grounding does help, and barefooting is a way that people ground.
And there's a link to our website as well. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and so the link tree also has the barefootislegal.org link. It has the link to our previous last week's radio show and this week's, as well as the TikTok, the Instagram, the Facebook public page. And you'd have to go in directly on Facebook to find the private page.
Yeah, okay, there's not like a link to share.
Yeah, since it's a private page, I can't really like share a link to it. But there's also, I think the Twitter's on there too. And so it's a general link tree that you can find information on.
Right. But anyway, back to the legal thing, too.
But with the earthing article, you know, there's actual scientific information, you know, that we've even found. And I even found an article one day, like, 9 a.m. before the show started at 1:30, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's been hard because, you know, we both have so much going on in our lives to be able to have that individual time. But, you know, my goal is to, you know, be able to – and I think this is something I've already been thinking on, but kind of, you know, makes me think too of how can we help make a definitive argument for barefooting, you know, and how can
make it a legitimate accommodation for certain conditions.
Yeah. And so how can we argue in favor of barefooters in terms of an accommodation?
Yeah. That's like something we need to get together. Yeah. We all need to get together and figure out.
Anybody, you know, currently has any information on that.
Especially if
they
work at safe enough jobs
here,
where it legitimately does not matter. Like, I'm a preschool teacher, folks. Like, why do I have to I let my kids take their shoes off if they want, but I can't. That's the thing that hurts me. I'll look at all these little bitty baby bare feet, and it makes me so happy because, like, I'm not for that, you know, but then I'm like, why can't I? I want to do that, too, you know? Like,
especially when it just helps with your functioning.
And they let me do it with the babies. Like, it's okay.
Yeah,
so but for me,
less, but not you. Yeah.
It just overwhelms me and frustrates me some days. I'm like, y'all. And then that's like, I'm hesitant to like bring that up because then I'm literally the way some people are there. They'll be like, well, you need to keep their shoes on them then too. Have you ever kept shoes on a toddler?
Yeah. Good luck.
Thanks, but no thanks.
And if a toddler wants their shoes off, there's a reason they want them off.
And they're gonna, if they want them off, they're going to have them off.
Exactly, that too. Because, you know, toddlers, they, you know.
I don't care how many times you put them on, they will come back off.
Yeah. Well, in that toddler age, even in psychology, that's when kids start developing the sense of self and personal autonomy.
And it literally takes their autonomy away and not mine.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, and I know how that feels, y'all.
We forget that, you know, this anti-barefootingness that, you know, we see in a lot of workplaces, it is affecting real people, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Real people. This isn't just this is an imaginary thing, just a general imaginary people that some fictional characters we've come up with.
Right.
It affects real people.
Yeah.
But
it's not just us, and we know that. If it was just us, we wouldn't have anybody listening to the show
in
the first place.
And it affects real people's authority over their own body autonomy, their own autonomy over their natural flow, like I was talking about earlier in the show, like over your own self.
Taking any choices away.
And so even if you're not a barefoot and you're listening, I encourage you to support our goal and our mission.
Our cause.
Our cause as Barefoot is Legal. Because barefooting is an autonomy issue. It's a self-control issue.
Right.
In the sense of having control over ourselves. And
exactly.
This is a human rights issue. And yes, we do have that, you know, legality.
Yeah.
It is legal for us to
barefoot. But that
doesn't
mean we don't have to deal with ignorant
people. And if we are willing to, if people are willing to cave and not give people their right over their bare feet, what next can they have then have
exactly.
control over and try to take control over?
Well, that's something too. Like, yeah, when you go into a store, they just say, oh, you have to have shoes on. You say, okay, and put them on. How does that help? It does not help the cause. Like, and I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad about a decision they may have made in the past. That's not what I'm doing, and I'm sorry if it seems that way.
Shame each other.
I just get very, I don't know, passionate about it. But just like standing your ground, and then literally, I'm trying. If they still turn you away, and go, make a point to say, okay, well then I don't need you.
You don't deserve my money. That's really.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people, whenever it's been a while since anybody said anything to me. I also have gone in to stores a little more with shoes on, especially if it's a quick trip, and it's so cold outside. But I was actually in a crystal shop the other day, and I had a really long conversation. The shop was pretty much empty. It was near before closing, and it was just me and a worker talking. And since we were there for a while, and I put them on because it's so cold outside, it was like the feels like was insane. I can't remember what it was, but it was like 10 maybe.
It must have been like Tuesday, Wednesday, because that's when I was struggling.
Yeah.
Today I almost caved.
So we went in, and so me and my partner got in, and so it was just us and a lady working there. And so, you know, we got to a good conversation, and I was like, hey, is it weird if I take my shoes off? And then we actually started talking about, I started talking about how I co-host Barefoot is Legal Radio, and that, and then she brought up that her mom was actually a barefooter.
Nice.
And so since I was, I was there for a while, it was a comfortable occasion. Now, if it was a quick trip and I didn't know those people, I wouldn't have sat there taking it off and, I just would have gotten what I needed left.
Right.
And then headed home and whatever. But since I was there and I was comfortable, it was like even wearing shoes in that moment was bothering me. So
yeah.
I was like, hey, would that be weird? And usually I wouldn't ask, but I only did because I was trying to feel out the vibe.
Or like
be respectful.
Sometimes, you're just being respectful of the owner and you walk in with them, so you want to make sure. I get what you're saying.
Also, sometimes it's even safety for myself to feel out the vibe because that shows to me, am I actually welcome here?
Yep.
And so, but if it was in the summer and I didn't have to worry about the cold and how it affects me, I would have gone in without him anyway, and whatever, like, I'll be honest. And if they said something, I would have said what people have said to me in the past, and that's when people say things to me in the past, and that is, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in the entire United States. It's actually illegal for there to be a store policy against it. There isn't a store policy because it's illegal.
Right.
If anything, you're breaking the law by telling me I can't be in here right now. But if it's really such a big deal, I'll go somewhere else because I'm not going to give my money to somebody breaking the law.
Right. And
being
a small family-owned place doesn't make it private property. It's still public. If it's open to the public, it's still public.
And we actually talked about that because I guess she had gone to school for social law. I forget what exactly it was. So we kind of had a really interesting conversation. I would even love to have her on in the future, and we kind of talked a little bit about that, but potentially. But it was just really interesting because I wasn't expecting it. We had a really great conversation. It was just one of those just great moments that just almost feel like just divine.
Where you're like, I want my to be there at the same time.
And I feel like I had a conversation with her that, like, I was just like, oh, my gosh, somebody understands what I'm saying. And not even just about barefooting. It was other things. It was a very comfortable experience for me. But it's really interesting, too, how, sometimes even when you're testing out the waters and you're not sure, you'll actually find out that people don't care.
Yeah.
And so sometimes, too, I hope that also encourages some of you guys to just realize that there are a lot of people that don't care, but also know that people that are making a big deal about it, they're breaking the law. You're not.
Right.
And tell them that. And tell them, you don't deserve my money, I'm not going
to
give my money.
For you to tell me I can't do this.
And that's what we stand by is, you don't have to say what I said word for word, but the
general version.
The things I always bring up are, there are no laws or health codes against it. I am not breaking the law. You are breaking the law by telling me I can't be here barefoot. And if it's an issue, I will take my money elsewhere because you don't deserve my money.
And just so people know too, and I'm pretty excited about this. Oh, I forgot about this.
Okay.
So one of my friends
We have been talking recently. She's just finally opened her own law office, and she has basically agreed to be my lawyer on retainer if I need it for any situation regarding this.
Barefoot is legal?
Being barefoot. Yeah, barefoot. Not necessarily representing the entire group. I don't know how far it'll go, but, like, if I do have an issue, she wants to go into a store with me sometime and hope there's a conflict so she can be there for me and with me. And I think that's on me. I was like, it's just on me. I'm like, you know, so I can literally start now saying, so like, I will refer you to my attorney.
Yeah.
I can say that now.
and that's not even a thing that's just about you, because if we can get your own experiences addressed, you know, through the legal system and how other people may be breaking the law, that actually helps support other barefooters.
Get some legal documents that we can upload to share on the site.
There is a former case where these things have already been addressed that gives a new case actually more credibility.
Precedent.
It almost gives it like a little more credibility because there's already a precedent. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and I do encourage everyone that is struggling to break free from fears and limitations. You know, emancipate yourself from other people's bullcrap. Like, honestly, like, I was listening to a song, I think it was a Fall Boy song. It was one I hadn't heard in years. It was about, like, you know, basically, like, emancipate yourself from, like, the sadness. I forget what the lyrics were exactly.
It sounds like you're singing a song that was based on a Bob Marley song, honestly.
I think it was.
Emancipate yourself from mental slavery.
Yeah, okay, I thought it was Bob Marley. I thought it was based on that, but I also didn't want to be, like, I was wrong. I think everybody knows Bob Marley, but I couldn't remember because it came out to me right now.
Yeah.
Like, you have the choice to free yourself from anxiety and mental prison. You also have that responsibility. And even those ideas in terms of, you know, modern day slavery, they have to tie in. How, it, you know, we have to liberate our own mindset. That is our own responsibility. And so it's either you can choose to let these systems in place harm you and harm other people, or you can choose to be like, no, I'm going to set a precedent. Mm-hmm. I'm done. And not just do it for yourself, but do it for other people.
I'm going to stand up for myself, and then by doing so, I'm standing up for others.
Yeah, and people need to think about their own abilities to just make a difference.
Yeah.
Everybody, in any small way, can change things. It doesn't take a lot. Little steps. I think, is it time for an ad break, though?
Yes, it is time for an ad break. I'm going to run a quick ad break. I will probably not be back, friends. I'm going to say bye for the week. I have to go pick up my car from the shop. Miss Beautiful Phoenix is going to finish up the show for us today, and I want to say thank you for that. But I will be back next week, and we will discuss more on these topics.
Yes.
Have a great week, guys. She'll be back in a minute.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com. Hey, Freedomist Proof here. Just want to let everybody know that I have a trusted source for EMF protection. So you can block out this 5G possibly from your cell phone or any other electronic devices. Go to groundwithgia.com and please check out the selection of products that you might need to help filter out all this electronic garbage that's going to get into your house and to your life. So most of us have cell phones except for me. You're going to want to protect yourself. We all have Wi-Fi, and you definitely want to do something about this. Please check it out, groundwithgia.com. That's ground with G-I-A, Gia.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, folks. We are back with Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as giving support and sharing other benefits, whether those be health, mental health, or even spiritual, just any benefits in general, and just a general group of support. I am Phoenix. I was on here earlier with our other host, Audrey. But if you were here before the break, you know, she had to go leave to pick her van up. There was in the shop and they closed before the radio show's over. So it'll just be me for the last, looks like we have about 20 minutes left of the show. So, you know, we were kind of talking today, just about just different aspects of, you know, community and what that means, as well as, you know, our own responsibility as barefooters. And what I mean by that, our own responsibility as barefooters, is that responsibility of how we can make a difference.
And I think that's really important for us to, you know, really keep in mind moving forward. I feel like our society has come a long way. You know, I'm in my early 20s, but I feel like even throughout my lifetime, like, we've seen a lot of change in terms of social responsibility, social awareness, and just being better allies to each other. And as amazing as this is, and I want to take the time to appreciate that, we also need to take the time to remember that just because things are better than they used to be doesn't mean that there isn't, you know, reason to keep going. You know, there's still a lot of problems, you know. If people are still, you know, being questioned, and not even just questioned, but, I mean, straight up harassed over barefooting, then clearly there is still some underlying social issues here. And that can apply to all social issues. So I want us to think about more about how we can make a difference in our own personal lives. And one of those is really as simple as standing up for yourself.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Excuse me. Sorry, I muted myself for a second, so you have to hear me again burping. Sorry, my breath totally distracted me. I hate that. But standing up for ourselves is step one to how we make a difference. It's very simple. And it can be really hard to get, though, there, to that ability to stand up for yourselves. There can be a lot more internal and personal steps that go to being able to stand up for yourself on your own personal journey. But step one really is just standing up for yourself, not conforming to these hierarchy of ideas that have negatively impacted our society. It is standing up for your own rights, your own autonomy. It is not allowing yourself to be bullied. Because when we stand up for ourselves, well, not only does that then in the future help us to then, you know, be better equipped to help stand up for other people and also give other people the advice when they go through similar situations, but just standing up for yourself in general sets the tone for a mindset shift, if that makes any sense. So, you know, when you take the time to speak out against somebody and educate them, you know, like I said before the break, when somebody questions me, or really should say harasses me in a store about being barefoot, you know, I'm always like, there are no laws or health codes against barefoot in the United States. I'm not breaking the law. If anything, you're breaking the law for telling me I can't barefoot. There is no store policy against it. And then, you know, like we said before, if it's really an issue, I will go somewhere else because I don't owe my money to, or you could say you don't deserve my money or the store doesn't deserve my money if you're going to be breaking the law. You know, just those are things that are truths and they're educational, but you're also standing up for yourself. So when we stand up for ourselves and educate on other people, we can have our small influences over the collective just through our interpersonal social interactions in our environments. And that environment could be going into a grocery store. When we, you know, don't allow ourselves to, you know, be bullied. Oh, sorry. My computer, there's some lag issues that tried to play an ad. That's weird. but sorry, if you don't allow people to bully you and you stand up to them, you're already, you know, helping to change that person's mindset or that store's mindset, you know. So you're already starting to set a tone, set a precedence like we were talking about before. So standing up for yourself is so much bigger than even just standing up for yourself. But at the same time, I want to see people stand up for themselves out of love for themselves and because they know they don't deserve this crap. But if you're struggling with your self-esteem and you think, oh, like you just, you know, and you may not even think about it consciously, but subconsciously, you know, you're just thinking like, you have to make yourself smaller and accommodate to these other people, even when you're not breaking the law, and they're actually breaking the law by telling you to wear shoes. You know, sometimes when you're, you know, not fully sure of who you are and you're not secure in your own identity and your own actions, that can contribute to a lot of insecurity. And then subconsciously, you know, you make yourself smaller, you accommodate to these other people. And then before you know it, you've given up on yourself and you're giving up a piece of your power. And when we're not secure in ourselves, we just kind of think we have to do this. Like, we don't deserve to be barefooters. Like, we don't deserve to take up this space. But you do. And so if you're somebody that's struggling with believing you deserve to take up space, think about it in terms of another barefooter. Would you personally tell them not to take up space? Would you personally tell them to put shoes on? Would you put them in this box? Okay, then why are you putting yourself in that box, you know? And but at the same time, if it's hard for you to just stand up for yourself because of where you are and you may unfortunately lack confidence at this time, just know that it's okay. Just keep working on it. You will get there. I was 2 years ago, I was really not confident about myself and barefooting in general, but even so much other aspects of myself, I was really not confident at all, you know, 2 years ago, and let alone a year ago. And or even just a year ago, you know. So it is a journey. It's okay if you're struggling with insecurity and standing up for yourself. Just keep pushing, keep working on it. Because sometimes, though, we can even love ourselves but struggle with committing to those actions, following through with setting those boundaries or, you know, standing up for ourselves and things like that, even if we do love ourselves. Like, it's a journey. It takes time to build confidence. So even if you're not ashamed, you can still kind of struggle at, you know, following through with your actions. It's a journey, you know, take it at your pace, but remember that you deserve to take up space. You're a human. We're all solid objects for a reason. We're here to take up space. You shouldn't be ashamed of the amount of space you take up. Just, you know, and but when as barefooters, it's like we can be very insecure about the space we take up as a human being because of the underlying hierarchy. And so many people feel like this on so much deeper levels even than I'm probably even putting to words with barefooting, but with so many other things. And so if we can start with as simple as barefooting, with standing up for ourselves and making a safe place for each other, like, we can also incorporate that in other aspects of our life. So even if barefooting isn't something that's important to you, our cause is so important because we're here about body autonomy, breaking away from this hierarchy structure of crap in our society that is orchestrating and influencing all the crap that we're tired of. And so if you are somebody, though, that is struggling to stand up for barefooting for you, think about it in terms of other people. Think about the other people that are struggling and they need a voice. How can you be a voice? Because when you're getting, when we experience anger and frustration and not all frustration, but a lot of frustration and anger, when we experience these things, it's because something's not right. We feel wronged. There's an injustice. And now maybe sometimes that may just be a part of our mindset, and maybe we sometimes do need to reframe our mindset on things. But a lot of the time, that injustice, that anger that's going on, it's because something isn't right. And so we need to think about that something isn't right. There isn't anything wrong with you for being angry, with getting frustrated, with being like, oh, you know, because there's a reason. So how can we be a part of the solution together? How can we move forward? How can we be the solution with our own lives? Because we all have to take responsibility of our own lives and our own autonomy and our own power and our own natural flow and living authentically to ourselves.
We all have to take responsibility of that at some point. You can't allow other people to just come in and steal your light and crap on you, you know? So we have to look at these situations and not invalidate our anger, but look at how we can use it. How can we use it in our favor? How can we use it in a healthy way to push, to break barriers, to shatter the glass of the hierarchy of BS in our society that keeps people self-alienated, that keeps people from aligning with their natural flow? And as barefooters, this applies to us, not allowing people to bully us out of barefooting in stores, to make us feel uncomfortable and ashamed to take up space, ashamed to exist, to invalidate something that is actually key to us in terms of our functioning, our safety, our just general overall well-being and happiness even. We should not be ashamed of something that makes us feel good, that helps us, that helps elevate us. Because like Audrey was talking about earlier, how she is able to function so much better with her ADHD mentally. And I can relate to that as being neurodivergent too. Me and Audrey can both relate to on our physical level, on a physical level with our health issues, with being able to function better through barefooting. Spiritually, it benefits us and so many other people. There are so many reasons why people barefoot, and we should not be ashamed of something that helps us. And I think a lot of us, because we have been conditioned to follow other people's rules, other people's social norms, other people's ideas of who we should be or what we should look like or how much space we should take up for existing, for whatever reason it is, but even so for barefooting, that self-alienation that has been inflicted upon us, that isolates us from our true, raw, and authentic selves. And raw does not just mean like crazy and malicious. I think when people think of raw energy, they think of it as being a malicious thing. Love on the purest form is raw energy. Raw energy is authentic energy. And so when we can embrace our authentic self and align with our authentic self in terms of elevation, no one will have any power over us anymore, first of all. But what I'm saying too is these natural cycles that form self-alienation and when they, you know, and the social norms being inflicted onto us. It isolates us from who we are, and then it causes us to question everything. I mean, like literally everything about ourselves, to the point that we just act like it's okay for people to make negative comments about us. And that could be for any reason, you know, not even just barefooting, like that we can feel this. And we need to remember that these things are not our responsibility and that we need to free ourselves from these harmful mindsets. And we need to allow other people to take up the space that they are meant to take up, to say what they are meant to say, to be who they are meant to be. And so even if you're not a barefooter, I think you should give Barefoot is Legal your support. We are a nonprofit organization here to share that barefooting is legal and to help others with this experience and to feel validated. But this applies to us on so many more levels because barefooting is not just, oh, it's just your feet. It is a part of our just interaction with the world. It is a part of our daily lives. There's so many different factors that go into it. People barefoot for cultural reasons. People barefoot for spiritual and religious reasons, as well as medical reasons, whether that be physical health or mental health, for neurodivergent conditions, just because they want to. Like, I may even be leaving out other reasons. There are so many reasons why people barefoot, and it is legitimately a part of who some people are. And we need to unpack how social norms being projected onto us has impacted our ability to realize our own self-worth. Because there's a lot of times where we can love ourselves, but we really don't love ourselves deep enough because we've been brainwashed into thinking that we don't deserve the things that we deserve. And what I was trying to say before, too, I got my brain back on track, but we have only a few minutes left. But through these harmful cycles of self-alienation that occur through, you know, these social norms being forced onto us, causes us to believe that things that bring us pleasure and things that bring us peace and things that help us function are something that is almost shameful or that we shouldn't prioritize. If barefooting makes you feel good, you feel like your mind is clearer, you feel more spiritually aligned, your body just feels so much better, because even for me, it helps with chronic pain. That is something to prioritize. Feeling good is something to prioritize. That is something that is valid to feel and experience. But I think because through these social norms, we are taught to believe that it's okay and that it's socially acceptable and that we just should be uncomfortable in the wrong ways. And I'm not just saying, because what I mean by being uncomfortable in the wrong ways is uncomfortable to the point where we don't feel safe, uncomfortable to the point where till we're self-alienating, to the point that we're even feeling pain, because wearing shoes can cause mental pain even, but physical pain. It can cause a lot of disturbances mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and in other dimensions of our bodies and existences. And so through this, we're almost subconsciously programmed to think that what feels good for us, our own bodies, our own natural flow, you know, things that feel good, there's something wrong with that. That's something that we shouldn't prioritize. But if being barefoot makes you feel good, then that is valid, and that is enough of a reason. You don't owe anybody an explanation. So if somebody is questioning you, remember, you still don't even owe an explanation. All you have to say is, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in the United States. I am not breaking the law for barefooting. There legally cannot be a store policy against it. And if anything, you are breaking the law by telling me I can't be here as a barefooter. That's what I have to say. You do not have to explain yourself why you barefoot. It is illegal for them to ask you why you barefoot, because barefooting is a protected right. Why? Because people barefoot for spiritual, cultural, and medical reasons. And those are protected rights. Nobody can take that away from you. So we have less than 90 seconds, left of the show, guys. So I'm going to wrap up real quick. But remember, barefooting is legal. There are no laws or health codes against it. You are valid. What feels good matters. So if barefooting improves your life and helps you feel good mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever it is, then that is valid. So keep living your best barefoot lifestyle, folks. Sending love to all of you. But remember, this is Barefoot is Legal Radio. You can find us at barefootislegal.org, and you can find us at Instagram at Real Barefoot is Legal. And in the bio link on the Instagram, there is a link tree where you can find links to our other socials, to the radio shows, and to other articles we've brought in up recently. So I hope this was a good show for you folks, but remember to stand up for yourself, and what you want matters, and how you feel matters, and you deserve to take up as much space as you are meant to take up. Do not be ashamed of who you are. There is nothing wrong with barefooting, okay? There's nothing wrong with you. Keep living your best lifestyle, best barefoot lifestyle, okay? Take care, folks. See you next week. Bye-bye.